The second reading in the book of Romans, chapter 10, to me is an important, there's a verse in there, verse 14, and how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? That's us. Hopefully we're being encouraged all the time to go and tell our friends, our neighbours, about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Centre for Social Justice state that personal debt is the most serious social problem facing the UK today and is one of the entrenched pathways into poverty. It is about debt. I'm sorry, guys. It's not about drugs, addiction, homelessness. It is about debt. And that may touch some of us closer than we think. This morning, we're going to look again at the challenge of UK poverty. We're going to see how God is working through churches and individuals to bring transformation and freedom to people up and down the country. So this morning it's going to be a challenge, but hopefully it's going to be encouraging to you as well. So right now in the UK, there are estimated to be 1.5 million people who are living in destitution. That's parents who are missing meals so their children can eat the little that they have. Elderly people living alone who have not turned the heating on for days because of the cost. People battling multiple health problems, both physical and mental, whilst also being hounded by debt collectors, letters, phone calls, banging on the door. So let me help you visualise this. If we got together everyone who lives in Yeovil, that wouldn't be anywhere near enough people. We need to add all the people who live in Somerset and Dorset to reach that 1.5 million figure. Imagine that. Picture yourself driving around these two counties past 1.5 million people. The entire population of Somerset and Dorset being unable to afford to buy the bare essentials that we all need to eat, stay warm, be dry and keep clean. It's a huge number, and so big it can be hard to remember that it represents individual lives, taking that 1.5 million down to that one person. People just like us here this morning. And with that in mind, I'd like to introduce you to Tina. We're going to listen to a video about Tina's story. Thank you, guys.
My neighbours didn't know what situation I was in. To walk past the house, no, you wouldn't know. The only thing you think is, that person keeps her curtains closed. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. The one thing I didn't want was to be judged. You put a front on to people. I won't have a cup of tea because I've only got a quarter of a pint of milk that's got to last me a week. You make excuses. Oh, the boiler's not working today, so I can't put the heating on, sorry. Oh, the bulbs have blown, sorry. I'd go around and take the bulbs out. My bedtime became sort of 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening because I couldn't read by the lights I had and or do my cross stitch or anything like that. Collect the post once in a blue moon, big pile of letters, and it, we want this, we want this, we want this. You can't have it, there's just nothing left. You don't see an end. And as much as people tell you there's an end, there isn't. You're living not day to day, I was living minute to minute. And the only answer I could see was, if I'm not on this earth, you can't get anything from me.
Over 1.5 million people haven't got enough food to eat, heating for their home, or even a place to call their home. Right here, right now in the UK. Poverty is in every community, often hidden behind closed doors. I know what it's like to not have enough to feed your children. I know what it's like to have to leave home. And that's why I started CAP 23 years ago. We offer award-winning debt counselling. We have job clubs, and we offer courses that help people with life skills and dependencies. Every one of our life-transforming services is run in partnership with a local church just like yours. Whenever CAP partner with local churches, lives are transformed and poverty is relieved. Every year, together, tens of thousands of lives are touched by the work of CAP and the local church. But most importantly, around 1,000 people choose to respond to Jesus. On her own, Tina had absolutely no chance of resolving her debt situation. But once the local church and CAP were on the scene, things began to change dramatically.
It was a relief when Ruth came home, because for once it was someone that wanted to listen to me, that wasn't getting paid to listen to me. And I sobbed. I broke my heart. She then said, right, we're going to help you here. They will sort you a budget out that gives you money that I can go shopping, where I could open the post and just put it in an envelope and send it to Ruth, or keep it for her next visit. Such a relief to be able to get up in the morning and open your blinds and your curtain and you see sunlight instead of a dark room. You know, and I remember going to church after I went there. You right? Yep. I went debt free the other day. Yeah, and you know, and everyone was genuinely pleased that I'd done it as well. And through the coach journey, I started going to my local Baptist church. And it started restoring my faith. I got baptised. And it was like a piece of my wall that I put up came down. But also another weight got lifted. With the support of my father and the support of the churches and the people around me, I can now start rebuilding my life.
How do you follow that story? She said 1/4 pint of milk for the rest of the week. Through all these challenges that Tina has faced, she still shines, and hope and dignity just permeate out of her life. But she represents that 1.5 million I was talking about earlier that are suffering in the UK. Perhaps the bigger issue is this outrageous situation. It's often set against a backdrop of shame. People like Tina so desperately need someone to stretch out a hand and for someone to help them. But embarrassment and fear of judgment cause them to cover up the reality of their struggle. 50% of our clients tell us shame or embarrassment meant they held back from asking for help. And almost 1/3 of people struggled in secrecy for more than 3 years. For most of them, nobody outside their household knows the truth. Sometimes not even their families know. I had a particular lady contact CAP, and I saw her in the Gone Fishing Cafe before the first visit. She said, Steve, I've had this leaflet by my bed for 9 months, and it's taken me 9 months to buck up the courage. So I said, are you married? Yes. So does your husband know about the debts? No. Well, when I come out and see you, I have to see you both. And she said, I'm sorry, you can't come and see me. Because she hadn't told her husband of the enormity and the enormous amount of debt they were in. I had to let her go. But of course, she can come back one day, hopefully, with her husband, so we can see how we can get her debt free. At the heart of CAP is a belief that God cares deeply about people like Tina, that injustice, exclusion, and exploitation have no place in God's kingdom. Instead, his kingdom is a place where the poorest are prioritized people and included. It's why so many of the prophets make a point of condemning the oppression of the poor. Like in the book of Isaiah, chapter 3. It says, "The Lord enters into judgment against the elders and the leaders of his people. It is you who have ruined my vineyard. The plunder from the poor is in your house. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding the faces of the poor?" declares the Lord Almighty. We're going to spend some time exploring what Isaiah has to say. Here I believe Isaiah sees the state of his nation. He measures it against the justice, the mercy, the holiness, and love of God, and finds it desperately wanting. The system is stacked against the poorest, and they are finding their faces crushed under its feet. But then Isaiah sees God. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple." The comparison between himself and his God is unbearable. And in verse 5, he cries out, "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongues from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and whom will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah goes from, "Woe is me, I am ruined," to, "Here I am, send me." Isaiah thought that this encounter with the holiness of God would consume him, that he was finished. But instead, in his encounter where Isaiah's eyes sees the King, he is totally changed. Something of God's heart and character starts to profoundly impact Isaiah's thinking and change the way he sees things. And so the voice of God comes, "Whom shall I send and whom will go for us?" And Isaiah looks again at heaven and around him. He looks again at himself. He says, "Here am I, send me." In the church, we often talk about sending people out to local towns and distant countries. We even quote this scripture when we do it. And by the way, that's fantastic. But the call of God is never limited to a select few that travel to do mission abroad. You see, here Isaiah is asking God to send him to his own people. His ministry was to be worked out exactly where he was. And like Isaiah, the majority of us are called by God to serve the communities where we already live. To look again with a fresh perspective and see the unseen. It doesn't have to be dramatic. Have you ever had a situation where your daily routine was interrupted by God? Where he prompted you to do something to help someone in need? One particular day I was finishing work, come out of the office at St. John's Schoolrooms, and I walked across the green, past the church, looked in, and I saw this peculiar sight. It was James Dudley Smith with a chef's hat on. It was pancake day. So they were doing some pancakes. Now I was really wanting to just go home and go down the hill, Middle Street, and I live at the bottom end of town. But I was intrigued, so I went in to see what was going on. I ended up having a couple of pancakes, actually. So I think that was my call. And I said to Helen and James, I need to go now. So I came out and walked down Middle Street. And you know, the time it took me to go in, have my pancakes and come out, gave someone the time to come up Middle Street, and I met them in the middle of Middle Street. Now this particular guy I met last Christmas in the gateway where they put on a Christmas lunch for the homeless. And I sat with this guy at a table and we talked. And I talked about what I did. He was very impressed. And he says, I need to call you, Steve. I need to come and see you. Okay. Well, a lot of people say that to me. All right. Anyway, so I left it with him. Months and months and months later, it was this guy. He remembered my name. I didn't remember his name. And he said, I need to come and see you. He's now one of Mary's clients, and I'm his befriender. You know, just a slight interruption in my day, which actually is nothing. I just went into St. John's and had a couple of pancakes. Seriously, guys. But it was enough time for me to be interrupted and meet this guy who I'd met many, many months ago. I'm sure, not necessarily pancakes, but I'm sure God has interrupted your day in a very similar way. And sometimes we just need to allow him to do that. We're busy, but just let him interrupt our day, or now and again. And God is calling us to engage with our communities. And you have an amazing estate over there, Abbey Manor Estate, where I'm sure you're already building bridges into it. He says that Lord says that we are the salt of the earth, but salt doesn't make a difference to anything unless it is poured out of the salt pot. When you look again at your community, you will begin to see things you wouldn't have noticed before. You'll see people differently. Look again. The way God sees them, as people of infinite value, worthy of love, care, and investment. At the heart of the vision of CAP are thousands of people who have heard the Isaiah calling. They've said, here I am, send me. And they are at work in communities all over the UK, seeing tens of thousands of lives changed every year. But it's not just the workers who have responded. Tens of thousands of people have responded by supporting CAP in prayer and finance as well. And when CAP and a church partner together, CAP provides specialist support, like high-quality debt counselling from our head office, so that churches can visit the very poorest face to face and offer hope. We train people who have said, here am I, send me, to coordinate things locally, and CAP head office handles the rest. At our head office in Bradford, we create budgets, we negotiate with creditors, we handle thousands of calls and the mountain of the paperwork that the clients send in. We help 21,000 people every year. We also help thousands find work, build essential life skills, and break free of life-controlling habits. And all of this enables the local church to do what it is called to do, getting alongside the broken, the lost, and loving and welcoming them, as this ministry literally opens the doors for them into the homes of some of the poorest in this community. At CAP, we believe this is God's blueprint for transforming communities. Churches like St. James that take whatever you have, trust that God is able, and to step out to bring hope into your community. On every visit, we offer to pray with clients, invite them into the life of the church, and tell them of the love and good news of Jesus. It's a core part of who we are and what we do. And since CAP began, around 8,000 people have made responses to Jesus. Last year alone, we saw 850 come to Christ. The work we do is so much more than helping people fix their money problems. When someone who has been overlooked, ignored, and trampled on finally meets God's people, they are blown away by the genuine care and love they are shown by you, the local church. So as I start to round up, I want to ask you, how is God asking you to look again this morning? Is he inviting you to look again at the people and communities around you? To have a fresh perspective, to see past the closed doors and drawn curtains like Tina in the story as you travel around? Or maybe you see the need, but like Isaiah, you struggle to see how there can be hope amidst all the brokenness and injustice in our nation. Perhaps God is inviting you to look again at him, to let your eyes see the King and remember that he is able to transform even the most hopeless situations, and that he loves to use us to do that. Each one of us is called to look again and respond to the need in our community. Here am I, send me. And you have an opportunity to respond to that need today in your life as the Holy Spirit leads you, and also by partnering with CAP. We are so thankful to St. James and St. Peter's for allowing the Debt Centre in Yeovil to be a mission partner, and we look forward to that journey over the next 4 years or so. But this morning, I want to invite each of you to become what we call a life changer and join over 30,000 others around the UK in giving a monthly gift to CAP Head Office. These life changers provide about 41% of CAP's total income, which enables the casework teams in Bradford to get our clients debt-free. A £10 a month donation could pay for a caseworker to help 5 clients a month. Whether that's by stopping a bailiff, supporting someone in crisis over the phone, or creating a budget that identifies the best route out of debt, every caseworker we have is vital. Our clients so often say that they can't believe so many people choose to give so that they can find the freedom from debt that they never thought possible. You may never have met them personally, but please know that by choosing to give a monthly gift, you will make a huge difference. So if you want to take that step, you all received a form when you came in this morning. We're going to be outside in the refreshments area. If you'd like to complete one of those forms, and if you don't have your details with you, don't worry. You can just fill out as much as you can in that form. But if you would like to become a life changer, if you feel that in the next 4 years, as St. James is in partnership with the CAP Debt Centre, if you're thinking, how can you do that personally? You can do that as church, but how can you personally make a difference in the world of CAP? You could be a life changer, say, for the next 4 years. And being a life changer, your money goes up to head office. You might be curious about how CAP has gone from one man in a bedroom office 23 years ago to a national charity partnered with 600 churches and helping 23,000 people every year. If you are, I have a gift for you. And again, in the refreshments area, there are some books. It's called Nevertheless, and it's all about how CAP started. But if you want a challenge in your life, have the book. If you don't want to challenge, please don't take the book. I had somebody in church a few years ago. He said, what's this book you're talking about, Nevertheless? I said, well, it's all about CAP. He said, well, let me have a read. I'll have a copy. He went up to London and back on the train. He read it all the way up there and back. I must be a quick reader. And you know, he came back and said, Steve, I want to give you 2 days a week, voluntary. He was a banker in London. He'd stopped working in London. No, that book changed the way he thought from banking to working with Cap, it's like Isaiah, you know, woe to me, here I am, Lord, send me. And he worked with us for 3 years, and that has and is changing this guy's life. But I only have 10 copies, but there is a form inside which you need to complete. If you don't keep the form, complete the form, sorry, you can't have the book. Finally, we'd love you to pray for us, and on the Life Changer form, which you've got, there are some prayer points too. If you want to receive a free weekly local update, which I mentioned earlier, four items of prayer, four items of praise, I'm very happy to send it to you, that to you via email. So can I just thank you for your support and commitment and your generosity as a church here in St. James to the work of CAP. And we'd love you to come and chat with us after the service. Thank you.